Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. Thanks so much for being part of it. All right, we're going to go to the gym in Belmar momentarily here, and I believe talk with the attorney since things have taken they've ratcheted up since yesterday. By the way, it's amazing. Here's a headline at Philly.com. Tensions emerge between Pennsylvania and New Jersey over reopening the Jersey Shore. Okay. The Burlington County Farmers Market will open for the season on Saturday. Wow, that's good news. I mean, it's amazing to me that Jersey, with Murphy, as draconian as he is now under attack from people like Wolf and apparently the Kenny administration, because people might finally have a ray of sunshine and be headed to the Jersey Shore. They want to intervene now and say that's no good. All right, let's go to the attorney for the Attilus Gym over on Browning Road in Belmar, Kevin Barry, who's a busy guy. Hey, Kevin, welcome back, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I say you're a busy guy because I think I saw Ian on Fox and Friends this morning, and one of the things was a threat to the people that might be working out that they might be cited also today.
Yes, that was a fear. That's something that I think Governor Murphy and others in state government were kind of alluding to. But fortunately, I just got an update from the guys. That has not happened today. What happened about 5 or 10 minutes ago was the local police arrived. They called in advance. It was very polite. They called in advance. The owners came out, and the local police gave them the same summons they gave yesterday, which is a disorderly conduct summons and a failure to follow executive orders. But they did not take any action against the employees or the customers, which is, I applaud the state for leaving them out of it.
Well, right, but we saw what happened yesterday. So my understanding is, and I'm kind of friendly with the guy that heads the Camden County Supervisors, Kevin, coming up. We have a long-standing relationship, even though we joust. I think this came from the county yesterday. The Belmar people don't seem to be interested in shutting this down, going after your guys. It seemed to come from the county vis-a-vis Governor Murphy. So is it your estimation that you're out of the woods for today? Because that's not mine. I think they'll strike later after they give you another chance here.
Yeah, we don't know what they're going to do. But I would guess that the order came above the county level. I would guess it came out of Trenton. And you know, because it seemed that what happened yesterday was at 11 o'clock. It was that very friendly exchange with the officer where he said, have a nice day. And then about 90 minutes later, they came back with the summons. So I think in that intervening 90 minutes, you know, somebody got chewed out. And someone else was sent in to do the job. But again, I think the owners, you know, they're very brave men. They've thought this through. They knew what they were doing when they started. They're opening their business extremely responsibly, and they're committed to this action. They're committed to staying open. So if it's a summon today, that's perhaps the consequences they'll have to manage.
Well, I think they'll ratchet up on that. That's always what my fear is. That's a $2,000 fine potentially, I believe, in 6 months in jail, even though those would be excessive. Now, the practical argument is more appealing to me, but I wanted to hear from you as the attorney to making a constitutional argument. The practical argument is you have big box stores. Obviously, these are a partier spot for these problems, and nursing homes, things related to that, versus somebody who's taken outstanding precautions to come and have people work out. What's the 14th Amendment argument you're making, though, Kevin?
Yeah, it's very similar to what you just said about big box stores. So if the federal law does not allow you to treat similarly situated people differently. So if the big box store is open and the mom and pop is not, that's almost by definition an equal protection argument. So then why is that? Does the state have a compelling reason for that? And our argument will be that they don't. And I think there's going to be that's the equal protection argument. But there's also like an important property rights issues. You know, these business owners and all business owners, they have property rights that the government is preventing them from enjoying. They have a lease interest. That's a property. They're paying rent through a lease on a piece of property that they're not allowed to use. In turn, they're paying, as a gym, they're paying rent on all kinds of, they're paying lease payments themselves on all kinds of equipment that they're not allowed to use. And the government cannot take your property without compensation.
Well, I agree with you. Now, you would have to concede, though. Let me make the other non-compelling argument, Kevin Barry, with us on the Dom Show, and that is, look, there is some degree of risk here with sweat, working out, and all that, and the argument they're making in Camden County is it's not just people who make a choice and sign that waiver. You're putting everyone at risk when people leave that gym with a higher chance of being infected. Surely you anticipate that. What's the counter-argument?
I think the counter argument is that the data is in now, and this is what the data is in, that the threat is not what people thought it was 2 or 3 months ago, and you know the projections, the estimates,
right?
The Imperial College estimate that 2.2 million Americans would die, they've revised that down by 50 times, not 50%, 50
right.
times. It's orders of magnitude wrong, which they didn't know. Mm-hmm. When they were executive, because these emergency orders that come out of the various governors, they're not meant to last forever. They have specific 30-day, they're only allowed to last 30 days. And when the emergency's over, they're supposed to roll them back. We're now in the third 30-day section.
That's right.
We're in the third one. You know, so, there are very open questions in multiple states about whether the stats, both the case stats and the death stats, are padded in various ways in order to that they can continue to issue executive orders. So again, from these business owners' perspectives, they complied for the executive order from mid March to mid April. They complied from mid April to mid May, right? Because the data wasn't in. It's in now. So in at least two states, Wisconsin and now Oregon, yesterday, judges have said that these emergency powers that the governors are using are being misused. And I firmly believe that.
Well, I do, too. I'm in Pennsylvania. It's even worse. Let me ask you a parting question, too. We hear a rumor that not only the state police might be coming, but representatives of the attorney general. When I hear that, Kevin, I think, wow, you really challenging the powers that be then. You know, I mean, this is big time stuff.
Yeah, we haven't heard that, but that wouldn't be surprising. And I think what we would, if it escalated to that level, then we would be bringing an attorney general of our own, Attorney General Barr in Washington.
That is a great, you know what? This might be a funny way if they escalate to that level. That's a great point. We're looking for a trigger where Barr, who has threatened this, Kevin Barry, would get involved. And I think if it escalated to that level, or if they cited patrons, that would be another area of involvement. That would be spectacular if that happens. Hey, thank you for joining us. Please keep in touch as the day develops. Kevin Barry, thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
All right, there's Kevin Barry, the attorney for the gym over in Bellmark. All right, joining us is the head, not sure, I don't have the title right here, Dan, in front of me, but we'll ask Lou Capelli Jr., the head guy that runs the Camden County people, who are much involved in the center of this, and he tweeted out his reaction to the gym that we've been talking about. Let's go to Lou Capelli, back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lou, welcome in. What's your official title, Lou?
Camden County Freeholder Director.
Okay, that's a mouthful for us. So I did see your tweet. Thank you for coming on, because I haven't seen other interviews with you. First question I have, did it come through Camden County people, you and others, directing something different than what happened the first time in Bellmark yesterday, where the Bellmark cops essentially said, violating executive order, have a nice day in the first go-round? What happened?
Well, first of all, it's really not a county function at all. So we've not been involved in any part of this process. It's a local law enforcement issue, and I presume the local law enforcement folks would seek guidance from the Camden County Prosecutor's Office. So we as a freeholder board have no jurisdiction over this gym.
Okay. You did tweet out, though, that you cannot make up your own rules, putting all of us at greater risk of contracting or spreading COVID-19. Well, I would ask that you're in a county that I think the position is a sanctuary county, and the state, Governor Murphy, ran on that. That's violating federal law, is it not?
Oh, we are not a sanctuary county.
You are not? Well, the state is, though.
I'm not sure what the status is of the state, but I can tell you Camden County is not a sanctuary county.
Okay, so you think the laws, then, the position of your group is the laws against illegal immigration ought to be enforced?
Well, I'm really not here to talk about the laws about immigration. You called me about a gym. The situation at the gym is that there's a small business owner who wants to open. I understand that. These are the most difficult, dire times.
Mm-hmm.
And we at the county have made an extraordinary effort to make sure that the rate of growth of this virus in Camden County flattens out. And our residents have done a tremendous job in flattening the curve. Unfortunately, we're all subject to the direction of the governor and his health department as to how we come out of this crisis. It's important that we come out of this crisis in a safe manner, because a second round of this virus spreading the way it did earlier this year would cause an economic depression. So we have to come out safe, and we have to come out smart, and we have to come out soon. I do not disagree with this business owner. We definitely have to come out soon, but we can't have businesses making up their own rules in Camden County or in the state. That doesn't work.
That's why I asked you about the sanctuary, because that's what I was trying to say. It's the same thing that happens, but how close would soon be? Steve Sweeney has said very much on my show weeks ago this was getting to the end. I mean, in your mind, Lou, what's a reasonable figure about how soon is?
You know, a lot of that depends on science. A lot of that depends on data. But people are hurting financially. So I think we have to find ways as soon as possible to open up safely. And listen, I think this gym owner, from what I saw, has a lot of great ideas on how to open up a gym. And I know gyms have reopened in different countries where this virus has really been reduced. And there's a lot of models out there. So I think what we can all do is work together to convince the Department of Health in the state of New Jersey on how we can open these gyms safely. And I'm perfectly willing to pass that message on to the governor's office and to work with this business owner. But we just can't have businesses making up their own rules. That's not the way our system works.
I would challenge you, though. It's not data, Lou, because you were elected not to have some public health official tell you what to do. You make a judgment for Camden County, you and your board and people. You take information, but you make that judgment. He's making judgments. The beaches are open. Big box stores are open, right?
Well, correct. But let's be clear. This is a state issue, not a county issue. We have no jurisdiction or authority to say when this gym opens or closes. It is up to the state of New Jersey to make that determination.
Right. But what I'm saying,
let's convince the governor's staff that this gym and other gyms can open safely. That's what we should be doing, not just randomly opening up, because what that does is potentially put other people at risk and harm, because if every gym opens up with different or without a consistent set of guidelines, we can see a resurgence of this virus.
But liquor stores are allowed to be open. How does that square with you?
I think liquor stores are open for one of the main reasons is to avoid another public health crisis, which is, unfortunately, we have a lot of alcoholics in our society, and if they don't have access to alcohol, that creates another health situation. So, listen, I don't want to pick one business over another. I think we should all be opening, but it has to be done under proper sets of guidelines to keep our residents healthy.
Well,
and I think they should be opening in the immediate future. I think plans are being put in place for every industry in New Jersey with the cooperation of those industries on how to open.
Yeah, but give us a guideline there. What would you say is reasonable? We're all in agreement, Lou, that Camden County is hurting. And economically, every day that goes by for small business, I don't have to tell you, you're in the center of it there. Well, what would be reasonable? I mean, you think a couple weeks?
Oh, I'm hoping by the end of June we have a slow opening of all businesses.
Wow, that'll be devastated by then, though, if it's the end of June. That's what people tell me that have businesses.
I'm hoping it can be sooner than that.
Okay.
It's up to the governor. We can only work with our businesses to try to convince the administration what is the safest way to open.
Okay. Well, Lou, thank you very much. Stay well. Thank you for coming on today in the middle of this. I appreciate you clarifying some things.
Thank you. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.